Welcome back here with the news at 1. A 22-year-old man who tortured, tormented and stole from a vulnerable elderly man who lived alone has been sentenced to life in prison. Owen Maughan of Dunsatna Avenue in Balbriggan pleaded guilty to the murder of Christopher Hall at his home in Dunsatna Green in Balbriggan, County Dublin, between November the 23rd and 24th in 2021. He harassed and stole from the 65-year-old man. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us. What happened, Paul?
Well, Christopher Hall was, according to his family, a happy man who always saw the good in people, who lived alone in a council house in Balbriggan. The 65-year-old had a brain injury and was on disability benefit, but he was targeted by Owen Maughan, who stole his property, including two of his phones to sell, and took money from him, standing over him as he withdrew money from an ATM. He put him in a taxi on one occasion and took him around Darndale in Coolock so that he could buy cocaine. He took €100 from him at that time. He was 19 at the time. He harassed and tormented the vulnerable man. Often when he was in his house, he would say, "You've a few bedrooms here, you could rent them out," clearly looking for an opportunity. He was in Mr. Hall's home three times on the night of the murder of the 23rd of November 2021. He attacked Christopher Hall with a knife. He beat him several times with the handle of the knife and then stabbed him seven times in the neck. When Christopher Hall's daughters could not contact him, Rebecca Hall went to their home the following day, where she discovered her father lying in a pool of blood between two chairs in the living room. She said he had been left unrecognisable, and she had been due to take him to the Gardaí because of what Owen Maughan was doing the following day. Afterwards, she spoke to us about her father, Christopher.
He was just such a gentle, caring, loving man, and he would have done anything for anyone. He loved his family, he adored his grandkids, his mother, his brothers and sisters, and he lived such a simple life. Like, he didn't harm anyone, he didn't bother anyone. And we're just so shocked that something like this happened to him because of that. Nobody had a bad word to say about him. Even people I didn't know after his death, when they planted the community tree in our estate, there was loads of people there that I didn't even recognise that knew my dad, because my dad would talk to everyone and he'd try and help everyone. But he was loved by all of us so much. And it's a huge hole in our life. Like, we miss him so much.
That's Christopher Hall's daughter, Rebecca. Paul, what more was said in court?
Well, we heard that Owen Maughan has apologised for committing the murder, and in a letter to the family said he has no excuse for what he has done. He said he was on drugs and not in his right mind, and he can't explain how sorry he is. He has 39 previous convictions, public order, three more at circuit court level. We heard he had depression and anger issues. He'd spent a year and a half in secondary school before leaving and seemed to be doing well until he reached 16 years of age. Mr. Justice Paul McDermott said today that Christopher Hall was clearly a very loved man. The effect of his murder and the chasm it has now left is evident in the lives of his family and his loved ones. He sentenced Owen Maughan to the mandatory term of life in prison.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.